Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they better be ready. Got them damn Bills coming in town.
Is this a Boston song about the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, I made it into one.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
We Ready.
Oh,
yeah, We Ready. Yeah, this. Yeah. This is. I'm trying to picture like you, Dave, and Miss Archer like walking through like a willow field with a bunch of high grass.
Interesting.
Arch barefooted, skipping.
The vision that came to my mind, it's more like a pontoon boat, kind of. You got some light beers and some ice, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe grill on the back of the boat, something like that. I don't know. This sounds like, well, I don't know. It's good for all those different things. And getting ready for the Buffalo Bills as well, which is what we're going to be doing with Dave Archer right now, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch joins us at this time every single Wednesday. How are you, Dave?
What up, Dave?
I'm doing good. Yeah, that was an interesting description Randy came with. Me walking barefooted. That was kind of weird. That got kind of weird. I got to be honest with you.
How's your foot strength as far as walking barefoot? I'm pretty bad at it. My feet are really tender.
No, my feet are as tender as they can possibly be. Yeah, I've got to have something sturdy underneath the feet. Yeah, so I'm probably like you are, Andy.
Yeah, me too. My daughter's just strong feet. She'd like to be barefoot every single day.
Hell yeah. Best way to be.
She's half hillbilly. And then my son, for whatever reason, same as me, tenderfooted. Anyway.
Randy make it sound like he's walking across hot coals in his backyard to toughen his feet up or something like that.
Hey, babe, as hard as these feet are, you wouldn't know. A lot of calcium buildup.
I hear you. Okay.
All right, so we started the show kind of starting to really get ready for the Bills game on Monday. The first word that came to mind for me was tough. It's going to be a tough one. Randy said winnable. What's the first word that comes to mind for you when you're thinking about the Falcons and the Bills matchup?
Well, it's two words. Josh Allen comes to mind for me. I think that he's a problem. He's a problem for everybody. That's why he's the defending MVP. But he brings an interesting set of skills to the game. Obviously, we know he's got a big arm. He can throw it all over the yard. But when you watch him, it almost – and Randy, I don't know if you watched a lot of tape on him. It's almost like he doesn't throw anything on time. There's never – doesn't seem like, you know, you don't see the speed out or, you know, stick routes or anything. It's like he holds it, he floats in the pocket, buys more time, and then he finds somebody on a deep crossing route. You know, because of that big arm, he can throw it all over the field. But the thing about him that I think is almost built into their offense is if you try to rush him with four guys and you don't stay in your lanes, or even if you try to rush him with more guys than you can block and you don't stay in your lanes and he gets out, the second piece of their play call is almost him in the run game. And I know they're not calling quarterback draw, but it feels to me like that's the second piece of the play. Okay, I'm going to look downfield. If Shakir's not there or Coleman's not there, I'm going to take off. That's the next piece of the play. And he goes and gets 5. He goes and gets 10. He goes and gets 12. And you look up and the guy's got 80 yards rushing, and they've got 180 yards as a team because James Cook's not, you know, he's cooking too carrying the football. Mm-hmm. You've got some issues there. So he's the number one problem with this thing. I think you're going to be able to do some stuff against their defense, Andy. I think what they want to do is they try to disguise. If you watch tape on them, they look like they're playing single high safety, and then they try to disguise and they try to roll back. They want to play cover two. They want to play too high. They want to play that umbrella coverage, try to keep things in front. But they get caught a few times because they're going to have to commit resources to stop Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier in the run game. So how long does the safety stay down, and can you catch them where you can get some shots down the field? I think you can. I'm expecting our offense to play well in this game. I think they're, you know, you look at the numbers and they've given up a lot of run yardage. They're high against what, they're number two or three in the league against the pass. Well, yeah, because teams are running the football on you. So they're going to want to try to take the run game away, which is going to lend itself to making some plays in the passing game.
Hey, Dave, go back to what you were talking about as far as Josh. Is it more or less the receivers, like, you know, taking time to get open? We know that Brady is he's a hell of a play caller, and we were talking about before we got you, as one of the better play callers in the league. But is it more or less the receivers not getting open when you talk about him standing and drifting in the pocket?
Yeah, I think that there's a combination of things, Randy. I think that they're not you don't fear the receiver. This is a group of receivers or a group of guys around him. Now, Cook might be a little bit different. Cook might be on that upper echelon of guys that you got to be concerned about.
Right.
But the rest of them are kind of like hard hat guys. Shakir is a hard hat guy. Dalton Kincaid, who had over 100 yards receiving in the game this weekend in their loss. From the tight end spot. Lunch pail, hard hat guys that come to work. I think even Coleman, to a certain extent, even though he's a bigger receiver and is kind of a 50-50 monster, a little bit like Drake London is, I still think they're kind of workmanlike guys. And I think that when you look at Atlanta, I think you'd almost say the same thing about Atlanta. Drake is starting to approach that realm where, is he one of the top seven receivers in the league? I think he's closing in there. Top 10 receiver in the league, maybe top five. I don't know if he's there yet. But John Robinson's obviously the star. And everybody else is kind of workmanlike, you know. And I think that they're very similar offenses from the skill pieces around the quarterback. They're very good players, but they just kind of do their job. So I think some of it has to do with that.
Arch, I think all the skill guys from the Falcons' perspective you just mentioned are names that certainly we've spent a lot of time talking about here, rightfully, and also get a lot of pub nationally. I think the thing that maybe has surprised people about the Falcons through the first month is how well that young defense has played and how they've looked. If they play well and have a nice performance against a team like Buffalo and a guy like Josh Allen, what do you think it does for the confidence of that group?
Well, I think that it goes through the roof, and you make a good point. I mean, you're talking about a team that's held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense. And so I don't know. You'd have to go a long way
back
in the Atlanta Falcon annals to find a defense that held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense. Now, the caveat piece to that is the offense has contributed to those numbers. And you might say, well, how in the hell is offense? Because of Atlanta's ability to possess the football, you're going to see the top two time of possession offenses in the National Football League on Monday night. Buffalo's number one, holding the ball at about 34 minutes a game. Atlanta's number two at holding it about 33.5 minutes a game. Well, you guys know as well as I do, that minimizes how many times you get a chance to approach or get after another team's defense. So Atlanta's defense is spending about 26, 27 minutes a game on the field. That's dramatic. When you start talking about 3-4 minutes that you're spending less, maybe 5 minutes less on the field than the other team's defense, I mean, that could be as many as two scoring drives. And so Atlanta's offense is contributing to that. So they're playing well. You're right. They're taking the ball away. The young guys are playing well. They're doing their job. But they're also getting some benefits of how well the offense is held onto the football. Obviously, the last piece to that, Andy, is finishing drives. I mean, Shock and I were talking about, DJ Shockley and I were talking about this on our podcast, 6, not 3. That's kind of the equation that they need to come up with. We got to get 6, not 3, and when you finish these drives, because it's great to possess the ball for 34 minutes of a game, but if you've only got 19 points or 21 points on the board, you haven't been doing your job. You got to finish the drives with touchdowns. Now, last week was encouraging because you got four different guys score touchdowns last weekend. They hadn't done that all year long. Maybe that's something that we'll see this next weekend.
Hey, Dave, how do you think they go about defending Josh Allen? Do you think it's more or less because, I mean, you know, you play man-to-man, there's always lanes, and you were just talking about those yards. That's not necessarily a quarterback run, but he just takes off like it is. How do you go about defending him? Do you have a situation where we know that Jalen Walker, when he was at Georgia, he did some spying when Georgia would play a quarterback that could move. Do you mix it up on him? Do you have to have a player that's accounted for Josh Allen all the time?
Well, I get concerned, Randy, that if you do the spy thing, you're taking either somebody out of – probably somebody out of coverage.
Okay.
And now you're also taking somebody out of the pass rush because he's spying. He's trying to run sideline to sideline with Allen. So now maybe you're only rushing three or four,
right,
and subsequently you've got one less guy in the back end as well. So I think you can do some of that, but I think you've got to mix it up. And you mentioned Brady's a good play caller. If he gets some kind of idea that, hey, this is the game plan tonight for Atlanta, they're going to rush three and they're going to have Divine Diablo as a spy and he's going to run sideline to sideline, or Jalen Walker or whoever with Josh Allen, then we'll just let Allen stand back there and like wait on those deep crossing routes and wait on stuff and sit back there and throw the football. We'll also run James Cook at you. We'll screen the ball on you and stuff. So I think if anybody, and you know as well as I do, Randy, you played a long time in this league, if somebody gives you a steady diet of the same thing, you're going to get your ass kicked. Yeah. They're going to find a way to beat you.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for the Falcons and the Bills on Monday Night Football. I'm asking this question from a positive perspective, whereas years past it maybe wasn't so much. Kyle Pitts, I think, has been really good so far this year. I think everyone's happy with what they've seen from him. I'd like to see more. Like, how can they find a way to get the ball in Kyle Pitts' hands even more?
Yeah, I think you continue to scheme, Andy. It's a good point. I mean, he seems to be more energized. There just seems to be a little bit more under the hood, doesn't there? It almost looks like his rookie year where he wants the football, snatching the ball out of the sky. Hey, that's my ball, running through guys. I agree with you. He needs to touch the football more. I was talking to somebody here recently, and this last game plan against Washington reminded me a lot. I spent some time in Washington with Joe Gibbs as the head coach, and Gibbs used to spend Monday and Tuesday, and I think he slept in his office, because when we showed up on Wednesday, he'd bring the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, quarterbacks, all would gather and pack into his office, and he would go over four ways to get Ricky Sanders the ball, four ways to get Art Monk the ball, four ways to get Gary Clark the ball, and four ways to get Kelvin Bryant the ball. When I start thinking about the guys that we have, Pitts and London and Bijan, and you go down the list, I mean, it felt like that group, and what I saw against Washington, ironically enough, last weekend, that's what it felt like. You had the three-man stack on one side of the field where you had Drake and Darnell, and Bijan was a part of that. Then you had the two-man stack on the other side where you had Drake and Pitts kind of timing up, and they were just abusing that single high safety, whether they want to play man or zone. Those are the things he's going to have to do. He's going to have to put the laboratory coat on and find ways to get all those guys to football. But Kyle needs to touch it more. You're right.
Dave, he's a special player. But what makes Bijan so special? Because, I mean, the dude, there's no holes in his game. Is it the vision? Is it what is it that makes him as special as he is?
Well, I call him the Matrix,
right,
because there's so many different pieces to that equation, Randy. Obviously, God-given talent,
right,
because the ability, he thanks his Lord and Savior every time after every game that he was given the ability to do what he does and has the opportunity to do what he does. But it's all of it, his start-stop, his ability to see, in the back. He's got eyes in the back of his head. He made a couple of runs this last weekend, and you and I have been in enough meetings where they talk to the backs about help the blocks, help set up the blocks, help the guy on the edge. So he made a run behind Elijah Wilkinson last weekend where Elijah gets beat up the field and the play is going to get blown up because it's a wide zone play. Bijan just chokes his motor, stops, and it allows Wilkinson to get back on the edge guy who's rushing up the field and shove him wide. And then Bijan just does a little back step and steps in behind him, and boom, he's up the field for 7 or 8 yards. We're seeing brilliance, guys, and I know you guys have talked about it, but there's a couple of guys in the league that can do what he does, and there's only one guy that I can think of, and you hate to do comparisons, but Barry Sanders, this is what Barry Sanders was, and I know the Detroit people loathe that he left the game as early as he did, but they had the chance to relish and live in that brilliance that he was. Atlanta fans, relish and just bathe yourself in the brilliance of the Matrix, Bijan Robinson.
what a beautiful way to put it. Arch, we appreciate it, man, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst. You can hear him every Falcons game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and every Wednesday with me and Randy at 11:40. Bathe yourself in the brilliance
bathe
of Bijan Robinson.
Get you some soap. get you some soap.
Scrub.
Get use some soap and scrub yourself. I mean, yeah. He just like, and that's why I was like, I mean, he has no holes in his game, and I mean, as a running back,
yeah.
You know, we always talk about three down backs. Well, mm-hmm. He's a four down back. Mm-hmm. This dude, if you want to run inside, he can run outside, get outside. He can catch the ball. We've seen what he does in the blitz pickup. He's like a 5'2 baseball player.
And the cool thing is, because that was a hole, right? Like rookie year, he wasn't great at that. Yes. And he's so clearly – and he had a little bit of the fumbles his rookie year. Not a ton, but a little bit. All the little stuff was like, maybe – now he's cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Like he's gone back to work and gotten better at it. So, yeah, I mean, it does kind of feel like that. Like anytime he gets the ball in his hand, something special could happen. And, you know, I know folks in the city have rooted for guys like that before for sure, but they don't come around all that often.
No, they don't.
Come around all that often.
Not this good. This good this fast.
Right, right. Yeah. He's in his third year. Like, I don't want to jinx anything or whatever. Knock on wood, we get to watch him do this for a long time. But, yeah, I mean, Monday night at 8 o'clock, you get to watch Bijan Robinson play football.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. They better give damn Tyler Algiers some cares, too. Guys, this Saturday at noon or two, join Bo Squid Billy Morgan at Bulldogs Kia of Athens as he gets you ready for Monday night's big game. One lucky family with a tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And there'll be other prizes also, including tickets to an upcoming home game. That is this Saturday from noon to 2 at Bulldogs Kiev of Athens with my man Bo Squid Billy Morgan.
Coming up next, we'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Start looking ahead to this weekend's slate of games. I was asking you where Odell Beckham was the other day. Well, they found him.
You sure did.
They found him. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.